B-Pod Studios.
Let's see what's happening in the world of Hollywood and beyond and get some good dirty laundry. I'll be out.
Okay. Well, Nicole Kidman talks marriage with Tom Cruise, but only a little bit. There's some Game of Thrones news that's happening, but I want to talk about Daniel Craig very quickly.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
James Blunt.
James Blunt. He was on Jimmy Fallon, and he was talking about his last James Bond film, which actually has been postponed until next year. It's filmed and everything's set for release, but they're not going to release it until next year when people can go to theaters. Yes.
If they're going to be open.
I know.
The Regals is closing.
Just temporarily.
Okay, good.
I'm just hopeful about that being normal.
Back to normal.
Anyway, so he's just like, there are a couple of things I won't miss about being James Bond, and here's what he had to say.
I don't get it very often, but sometimes I'll be sat somewhere, maybe in a hotel lobby or somewhere, you know, where there's a bar, maybe. It can be literally 9 a.m. in the morning, and a martini will be shoved in front of me. Back in the day, there may be a time when a 9 a.m. martini may have been a kind of nice thing, but I'm just not. They don't go down so well now. 9 a.m. I love a martini, but 9 a.m. is a bit tough. I won't miss that.
Can I be James Bond? Because I could deal with that. I mean, it's 5 o'clock somewhere,
well,
Daniel.
9 o'clock is tough.
Oh, God.
He sounded funny. He didn't sound like
James
Bond.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. He has, like, an actor voice, and then he has his regular voice.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
You don't expect him to be the James Bond dude.
Right.
Anyway,
I don't know. That kind of, like, pulled away the curtain, and I'm not really interested.
Yeah, I don't like
Nicole
that.
Pay no attention to the man behind
him. Yes.
No, I will not do it. Nicole Kidman made a rare comment about her marriage to Tom Cruise. It was in the New York Times Magazine. Big, long article. It takes a little while. But I'm going to jump to the good stuff for you. She was talking about when she made Eyes Wide Shut.
Yes.
With Stanley Kubrick and starring Tom Cruise. Weirdo movie.
Totally.
Not a big fan. Categorized as a Christmas movie, if you want to know.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, why are you wearing that mask?
I mean, people speculated because right after that movie, they got a divorce, and it was a sexually charged movie.
Hello.
So she said, no, we were happily married through that. We would go go-kart racing after those scenes. We'd rent out a place and go racing at 3 a.m. I don't know what else to say. Maybe I don't have the ability to look back and
so
dissect it.
So she's not throwing any dirt around. You got to respect that.
She just said she was too excited.
That's not going to sell any books.
They had two kids and lived in the trailer on the set. Yeah. And they had really enjoyed their lives.
Okay.
I know. I wanted a little goods. I don't think she's contractually able to talk about that marriage.
Yeah, I don't.
Just like Katie Holmes.
He writes checks.
I just want so bad to know what that was all about with Katie Holmes. Was it a set-up Tom Cruise thing where they wanted to get him Scientology, wanted to marry her off? And you think?
I don't know.
You haven't spent time thinking about it?
No, not much.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I've spent, like, good, solid days thinking about Katie Holmes and her.
That's why this is your job, LBF.
Yep. That's right. I'm thinking, why did Brian Hoyer throw interceptions and
take
the sacks?
You think about that?
Yeah.
You
do. He took a couple of unnecessary sacks. You throw the ball. But anyway.
No, I never think about those
okay,
things.
Fine. What else you got?
Game of Thrones prequel finds a lead. I just want to let you know because you're watching Game of Thrones for the first time.
I like it.
English actor Paddy Considine has signed on to House of the Dragon to play some king.
Okay. They come and go.
I mean, I can't pronounce anything of
it. No, it's good.
That's all right. I don't talk about it.
No, and you shouldn't. Yeah. I'm enjoying it, though. I'm 1.5 seasons in.
Okay.
People, they're like, wow, they killed him, too. And her.
They kill a lot of people.
Wow, there's a lot of head chopping on that show. Okay, you done?
I'm done.
All right, good. 8 o'clock.
Can I go home?
No, you cannot. I need you to answer the phone. Because 8 o'clock, somebody's going to win $500 when we play Elton John at 8.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.